generally accepted definition of MVP is that it's a version of a new product that allows teams to collect maximum amount of validated learnings about customers with least effort. There are occasions where you need to do an experiment, so then don't call it a product, call it a prototype. Minimum viable prototype if you want to do an experiment.
Welcome to the 7-Minute Product Master Series podcast. My name is Luis Kangede, and today I'm joined by Sasha, Senior Product Designer at HOS Inc. Welcome, Sasha.
Thanks for having me, Luis.
And to start the show, give us a brief definition of product design.
Well, I like to approach definitions from a lexical standpoint. So there is a word product that entails work with a hypothesis, users, data, basically end-to-end vision in product discovery and the product delivery process. And then there's the word design, which means creating artifacts to help build some digital experiences through prototyping, user testing, and graphics.
Love it. Thanks for sharing that. And I'm curious to know, what's the biggest product design mistake you've ever made, and what did you learn?
I overestimated my interviewing skills and insights generating skills early in my career. I did everything by the book. You know, got the long-awaited insights and was proud about the golden nuggets that I found. But in reality, the quality of my insights could have been better because I needed to dig. I just didn't know how to do it, and it affected the products I was designing. But then I learned from my colleagues who were more experienced in this that how they used 5 whys method and many other interviewing techniques to uncover the root cause of a user's problem. And that helped me build better products that users love and that solve users' problems. So basically, I think in good interviews, it's more than 5 whys. I have a script just to dig deeper into user needs. So yeah, usually I even ask more than 5 whys, with 10 whys.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. And what's the one piece of common wisdom you disagree with and why?
Here I want to rant about the notion of MVP is the generally accepted definition of MVP is that it's a version of a new product that allows teams to collect maximum amount of validated learnings about customers with least effort. And what many companies do is a crappy, bare-bones product with a design that is embarrassing to show to real users. And some even, quote-unquote, manage to release it without showing to real users in the process. And nowadays, end users' expectations are so high. And of course, the scope of the MVP should be minimal, being able to do it on time. And of course, there are occasions where you need to do an experiment. So then don't call it a product, call it a prototype. Minimum viable prototype if you want to check a small hypothesis or like do an experiment. Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. And what's the best product design advice you've received and why?
Know your constraints and don't overscope. For example, you're designing a checkout flow for a shop in which for now primary marketplace is only one country. And the founder has plans to expand to a dozen more countries in future with completely different requirements for filling the delivery information. But these plans are somewhere in future and need to be clearly defined. Still, it's tempting to think about like all of the possible future use cases and produce a scalable one-fits-all design solution. But it's often a wrong decision because you waste your mental energy and precious time on things that might not even exist in future. So design given current context and the current constraints, way to try to solve future problems. Design all of the UI, all of different UX elements, taking into consideration the information flows or maybe some services that are in those countries. And that means overscoping.
Thanks for sharing that. What's working best in your product design process right now?
I involve the engineers in the discovery process as early as I can. As soon as I have the first insights or the first drafts of designs. In good products, engineers are the main drivers of technological innovations. Their feedback and ideas might be vital for success of the product. And when engineers only develop what you set them to develop, the company is wasting half of their potential. So involve engineers in discovery phase as early as you can.
So thanks for sharing that. What's the one thing every product designer should learn?
I think it's a good segue from the previous question. I think all designers should learn how to code on a basic level, but learn. I have a development background and it helps me a lot. Sometimes not only in the way that you understand how the product works under the hood, but you gain the developer's trust. You can speak them in the same language. You're one of them and it helps build their relationships. Sometimes when developers are more comfortable sharing the constraints with you, like they said, for example, we need to rethink this button, or maybe we need to think about how data loads on this page, like where do we need to put loaders, like where do we need to block the interface, where do we need to wait, and you're speaking in the same language and it helps a lot. There is a book called Collaborative Product Design, and I mentioned it in my blogs a lot. The main goal of this book is to show that designers are people in the team that can initiate collaboration. And when they bring different stakeholders to the table, they improve the product. They bring different ideas. And that's why product designers are called product designers, because they have part of the responsibilities of product managers who also think about the product holistically. And they also try to connect the dots. And that's why I think product designers should be collaborators and should be the initiators of collaboration.
Yeah, and the last question, what's the one thing you've learned about yourself that's changed the way you work?
I learned that I am thrilled by product stuff more than by design. By design, I mean like the craft. And I'm more comfortable operating at a high level of abstraction. I like to connect the dots. So this realization completely changed how I work, because I decided to transition to product management.
So thanks, Sasha, for joining us today and sharing all those insights with our audience.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.